The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about this HICWA report into the emergency department, the ED and University Hospital Limerick. So perennially overcrowded, that emergency department, and that has come with tragic consequences. And after Aoife Johnston died, this report was commissioned and it came up with three options. You expand the campus at Dura Dáil, you build a new campus close to Dura Dáil and it's all still part of the one hospital, or you build a whole new hospital, not quite up to UHL standard, but just shy of it, and it would have an emergency department. So those are the three options that they've given to the Minister for Health. But the fact is, while this was commissioned on the back of Aoife Johnston's death, she isn't the only person who passed away on foot of the shortcomings in that emergency department. Marie McMahon is with me. Marie, you're welcome to the show. What happened to your husband, Tommy?
Well, my husband died in 2018. He was on a trolley in UHL and it was a total of 36 hours, and he was found dead on the trolley. But, you know, he wasn't the only one that's happened to that, you know, has died as a result of being in there. But unfortunately, things were so bad in that hospital at that time that I became involved in campaigning, and so did others. Aoife and Tommy were just two of the families. Many families have come out and spoken out, families of Johnny Reedy, Eve Cleary, Neve McNally, there's lots of patients. And there are many, many families that are not speaking out, but that we're in touch with. So all in all, you know, we were looking forward to this HICWA report, and it gave us some hope, even though we couldn't see the need for it. We'd campaigned for a long time. We had very little support from the establishment on it. So we were looking forward, if you like, to see what conclusions they came to. And as you outlined, there was three options, A, B and C. A for us is a non-starter. I mean, to get to UHL now at the moment, it's absolute chaos. You can't get parking. It's very difficult to get to for many. I live in North Clare.
Yeah.
I'm well over an hour's travelling time to UHL. I don't have any option. The other option I have is Galway, which is even farther. It'll take me a minimum of an hour and a half to get to Galway from where I live. I'm not the only one. There's the whole of North Clare, the whole of West Clare. We all have that problem. And the difficulty for people living in Limerick, the difficulty for people in North Tipperary, we don't have a choice. We don't have any other hospital. We have one stuck in the middle of Limerick. So option A is a complete no-no. The same for option B. They wanted in close proximity to UHL as a support hospital. That's not happening. You know, I mean, we look at hospitals elsewhere in the country, and I'm assuming you're based in Dublin, so you know that there are lots of hospitals scattered all around. So there are options. Like I said, I live in North Clare, and I don't know if you're familiar with North Clare or with Clare in general. We're a coastal county.
Yeah.
You know, we have surfing, we have beaches, we have the famous Cliffs of Moher, the most popular tourist attraction in Ireland. We have the barn, we have all that. So we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming every year.
Sorry. No, you keep going.
No, I was just going to say, if anything happens, we have regular accidents, we have a lot of tourists driving, we have accidents with people taking it. They have to go. If you're going from the Cliffs of Moher today, it will take you a minimum of an hour and 20 minutes to get to UHL Emergency Department. We also have Shannon Airport on our doorstep, an international airport. When there are accidents, when there are any emergencies with aeroplanes, 9 times out of 10, especially over the Atlantic, they're diverted back to Shannon.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if there's an accident or something? Where do these people go? There is nowhere else for them other than UHL.
And so, Marie, is your preference then that they go with option C and they build a new hospital somewhere for the Midwest region that's, you know, just below the level of UHL? I don't want to get into the weeds on this for people, but that's a Model 4 hospital. Model 1 is your absolute basic community hospital. Model 4 is what UHL is, and they're talking about Model 3. Or is the simpler option, and this wasn't included, to just go back to Ennis and Nina and upgrade their emergency departments again?
I mean, they could do with upgrading, but Ennis is a small 50-bedded hospital. Nina is a small 52-bedded hospital. So it doesn't have the capacity. But just to put it into perspective for you, today and the last 3 days, there have been people on trolleys in Ennis Hospital, which is no emergency department. Yeah. And yet, I think there's four or five in Ennis today. I can't remember the numbers. But there are four in Tala. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Tala Hospital. It's a huge Model 4 hospital. And yet Ennis, which is a small Model 2 hospital with no emergency department, has the same amount of patients as Tala. And very often, Ennis has patients on trolleys when other hospitals throughout the country, Model 3, Model 4, have none.
Yeah.
Now, Model 3 and Model 4 have emergency departments. That is the difference. And that is what we want.
So you want Ennis emergency department upgraded and the hospital capacity expanded?
No, not Ennis upgraded, because Ennis doesn't have an emergency department. That's what happened. That was taken away.
No, but what I mean is, yeah, reinstated. As in, like, you want that real... I'm not being confrontational. I just want to kind of get to what it is you want. Is it the emergency department reopened and upgraded in Ennis and a bigger hospital, like an expansion of that hospital? Is that it?
We want a new hospital. We need at least one new hospital, Model 3 or Model 4, preferably Model 4, with an emergency department. That is vital. Mm. It is vital for the people of the region. You know, as I said, 147 on trolleys on Monday this week. I mean, that's totally unacceptable. I mean, I can't begin to describe. You would really have to experience it. Trolley after trolley, line after line, people being sick, you know, people asking for help. The staff are amazing. They're run off their feet. And you can imagine working in that environment, you know, where people have been sick. They're desperate for help. They need to go to something as basic as go to the toilet, and there's nobody to help them.
No, it's like we said at the start, it's perennially bad in UHL. But I mean, the reality is, you know, you're not going to get a Model 4 hospital. You know, you're not going to get one in Ennis. As in, like, where I live in Kilkenny, and I mean, we're miles away. There's no Model 4 hospital in the entire county. There's none in the entire county of Carlow or Offaly or Laois or Tip, you know, Waterford is.
Hang on, Kieran. Yeah. You have St. Luke's.
No, that's my point, but that's a Model 3. So you're not, but you said you want another Model 4. My point is, I mean, we have to be realistic. You're not going to get another Model 4 close to Limerick, are you?
No, what I'm asking for is another hospital with an emergency department. We have one emergency department for almost 500,000 in population. If I'm in Kilkenny today, I can be in Waterford in 30 to 40 minutes. Or I can be, I think, Port Leash. I can't tell you off. But you have access in Kilkenny to about three or four hospitals with emergency departments, whereas I have access to one. And so do almost 500,000 other people. We have access to one hospital. You have a choice. I don't have that choice. And I should have that choice. And so should every other person living in Clare, Limerick and North Tipperary. It's the very minimum. And we need that. We need respect. We've been completely disrespected.
Marie.
And, you know, Carol McNeil said, no hospital. Well, we fought up to now and we will continue the fight.
Well, one of the options is a new hospital, a Model 3, which would have an emergency department. So again, like I said right at the outset, these are the three options on our desk. Everybody, for what it's worth, since we started talking about this yesterday, has ruled out option A. So I don't think there's any possibility of that, or there'd be a lot of people left disappointed. But we'll have to see what the government ultimately decide. They might decide to do something else. These are just options available to them. Marie McMahon, the widow of Tommy Wynne, who died in University Hospital Limerick, as Marie said, in 2018 after 36 hours on a trolley.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.